I think, you'll find on honoring our Heavenly Father. We will open with a hymn, 87, and we'll ask Sister Julia if she will play for us. Hymn 87, He Leadeth Me. As we start our readings, many of these we see as precious promises that have been given to us. And our first reading is by Ryan Bellis.
We have special promises in the Bible that God will guide us in our lives. As we were reminded by our opening hymn, God will lead us through any challenging times we face in our lives. Psalm 23, 1 through 4 illustrates God's leading. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Thank you, Ryan. And then we'll ask for a second reading to be by John Malinowski.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14. The Spirit of God is powerful in whatever way it is applied. As an illustration of its power, the Apostle points us to our Lord Jesus and his literal death, and how God's Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead in his resurrection. Think of the power of God and how it will be used on our behalf for the resurrection of our faithful members of the body of Christ to a spiritual resurrection into the world of mankind for an earthly resurrection. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14.
Thank you, John. And now we'll sing hymn 358, How Great Thou Art, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear brethren. How great is our Heavenly Father. We've heard about His power. We sang about it. And now we will sing about, or we will hear about His love.
The Father loves you. John 16:27. What would you take, my dear brother, for that? What that teach that text teaches of the love of God toward us as His children? He has a love for the world. As a God, a creator, He has the supervision of all of His creatures. God has made provision for every creature, even the sparrow. But all who have come into this loyal attitude of mind, He has love, sympathy, and even more, esteem. This, I think, and so do you, that God loves us very, very much, or He would have never made such wonderful provisions in the riches of His grace and in His loving kindness toward us who are in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Will. And the final hymn that we'll sing as a group at this point is hymn 165, Love Divine. 165, Love Divine. We'll now ask Brother Clean and Sister Daniela if they would come forward, and they've prepared a song, a hymn to sing. It's called Goodness of God. Goodness of God.
I've been living your dream.
Thank you, Brother Colleen. Thank you, Sister Daniela. We always appreciate your singing and your bringing praise and honor to the Heavenly Father. And I could sit back and listen for a while, but we appreciate that so much. We're going to have a fourth reading now by Peter Goodman. And Peter, just before you start, this is just a heads up to our men's group. You're going to be up next. But we're going to have all of our attention first to Peter.
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly light. James 1:17. As we listen to the next hymns, remember the most precious gift ever given, God's Son Jesus. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for all, and we are blessed to have the opportunity of salvation through him.
Thank you, Peter. Now I ask the men's group to come up. And they are going to sing two hymns for us. One is Near the Cross. And the other is Blessed Assurance.
Just
Final reading of the night is by James Slavich.
Romans 11:33-36. Oh, the depth of riches, the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgment and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has given to the Lord, or to God, that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. And to him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Brethren, we've considered different facets of God's character in just a few readings. His love, his wisdom, his power, his judgments. We've seen the gift of his Son as a ransom for all. What a wonderful God we have. You know, it's nothing that we have done that brings us this opportunity. It is all by His grace, His unmerited favor toward us. And with that in mind, we'd like to close our convention singing for the day with hymn number 37. We'll sing hymn number 37, Boundless Grace. That'll be our closing hymn, and then I think we'll be having songs in the night following that.